if your holiday season doesn't look like a typical one, that's okay. You can make it meaningful in your own way, just like James and I did. And it's just a mindset shift from what we don't have to what we do have. Hey, I'm Courtney Brooke, and this is Hustle for Happiness podcast. We are all on this journey to find happiness, and let's face it, it takes work. And honestly, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. This podcast is dedicated to helping you navigate life and cut through the noise. As a certified life coach, recovering perfectionist, and survivor of the foster care system, I'm all about keeping things real. With my unique outlook on life that is truly infectious, we cover everything from achieving happiness and optimal self-care to stories of those sharing their wisdom and expertise. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Now, let's get started. We are back with another episode of the Hustle for Happiness podcast. This one is so near and dear to my heart, and it's about the holidays, and it's really just building a mindset of belonging wherever you are. And I decided to talk about this because the holidays are actually a really tough time for me. I don't talk to my older sister. I think the last time I talked to her was 3 years ago, and the last time I saw her was when I was 18 years old, maybe 19, just turned 19. It was the year I left for college, and I didn't know it was going to be the last time I'd see her. She's still living, but she chose a different path, and she chose to go pursue my birth mom, actually. And, you know, being adopted, you never really grow out of it. It's not like when you're nine, and when I was adopted, I was nine, and it's like, oh, I'm done. It's kind of a gift that keeps on giving. You know, she went back to my birth mom and I closed that chapter. I closed that chapter with my birth mom. I chose to not see her again, and my sister did. And that's totally fine. We're all on this journey. But I think the reason why it hits me so close to home is, I mean, a couple of things. Her birthday's on December 28th. And so I don't have her number. I have her Facebook Messenger and I say happy birthday. And sometimes I get a response. Sometimes I don't. And it's 3 days after Christmas, and that's when our family used to get together. You know, growing up, being adopted, or even in the orphanages, like, I didn't have typical Christmases. Like, nothing was ever the same. Nothing was consistent. And I'm not trying to sound like a victim. I'm just trying to paint the picture because, again, this episode is building a mindset of belonging, and I truly had to do that for myself. And so pre-adoption and post-adoption, even into adulthood, when I last saw my sister, now we don't really get together as a family. And that's really, like, not difficult, but it's just different. And so I've had to learn to work with that. And instead of getting upset, this episode is really, I'm hoping to empower you to bring back the power of your own choices and the power to create your own. And really, it's just about, there's going to be a couple mindset shifts that I'm going to share with you. And there's going to be a couple practical things that we can actually leave with this episode and bring into our holidays. And that's really what I want to do. I want to bring the power back into our lives that we can do this our own way and we get to, right? And so for a lot of us, this time of year brings up feelings of connection, but it can also bring up feelings of loneliness and nostalgia or even disappointment. And especially if our experiences don't look picture perfect in the holiday season, it's okay. And I want to not only share that I've felt this way, especially growing up in foster care, and even now as an adult, I get to navigate my own approach to the holidays with my husband, James. You know, like I said, my family doesn't really celebrate Christmas. We don't do a big Christmas gathering, but neither does James's. You know, we actually see it as an opportunity to create our own quiet tradition at home. And we use this time to relax, connect, and just fully enjoy being home. I know a lot of you guys follow me on social media, but if you don't, I travel a lot. And so I actually program in my calendar to have Christmas as just a sweet moment to be home. You know, we were going to book this trip to Zurich and go to the Christmas markets and go snowboarding and skiing in the Swiss Alps. And that was just so like, yes, let's do it. Why not? Let's be spontaneous. We don't know if we're going to have kids next year. We don't know where we'll be. But then it came down to it became more stressful and we kept fighting it, honestly. And so actually a couple of days ago, we decided, hey, we're not going to Zurich. We're not going to St. Moritz. We're not going to Chamonix, you know, all the places where you ride the train through the Swiss Alps. I really wanted to do that. And, you know, we did that a couple of years ago and it seriously is one of my favorite trips. If you guys haven't been, it is so charming, so cute, but so beautiful. And they just do it differently than in the States, which is why I just really was trying to push for this trip. But then I was like, wait, I want to be home and I want to cut down our Christmas tree. James and I go every year. We've been together for 6 years. We go every year to cut down our Christmas tree. And I really love it. The experience, it's finding the tree. It's cutting it down, it's putting it up, but not only that, it's our tradition. And so I know my family doesn't celebrate it. I mean, we do, but we don't. Like we say Merry Christmas, we get each other little gifts or maybe even a card, but we don't have a big gathering. And that's okay. And, you know, James's family celebrates Thanksgiving so hard. They have like 30 people at the Thanksgiving. It is seriously like in the movies, a big Greek family Thanksgiving. And I absolutely love it so much. It is so fun. It's so chaotic. There is so much noise, but it's just so special. So we kind of have like an alter ego of the holidays, like going big on Thanksgiving and super introverted and quiet. And we read and we reflect and we do our goals together. And I really just didn't want to miss that this year, especially after the travels I just had. If you haven't been following, I was on the road for 6 weeks and back in Wyoming, I am celebrating Christmas. So this episode is just so special because as I've been open about my story and sharing adoption and, you know, my past isn't exactly picture perfect, but I don't think we all have that, which makes it so perfect because we all have differences. And I think that's what makes it. But over the years, I've heard things like, I'm sorry you didn't have a Christmas, or I'm sorry you had to go through that. But honestly, I'm not sorry. And I'm so proud of my journey and those experiences that have made me so incredibly grateful for everything I have now. You know, I truly, deep down in my soul, I feel free. I feel so much freedom to celebrate the holidays exactly how I want to, with no rules. And it's something I truly cherish. I get to make up how I do my own holidays. You know, I celebrated Christmas in my adopted family. It was great. It was simple. And we opened presents. So I don't want to like say that my whole life I never had a Christmas. You know, 0 to 9, who knows how my Christmases were. I mean, we were in and out of social services and orphanages and foster care kids. I'm sure it was a whirlwind. And I'm so grateful now, fast forward, is like, it's made me truly love the holidays because I didn't really have a holiday, or I don't really have a big memory of the holidays. You know, I don't really have anything that truly sticks out. And that's also saying that nothing really bad that I remember, but I just, you know, my normalcy wasn't probably the normal in and out of homes. It's totally fine. But today I just want to explore how we can all create that sense of home and belonging for ourselves. Yes, for ourselves, no matter where we are or who we is, no matter where we are or who we are with. Tongue twister. I'm so excited for this episode. I'm excited. And it has me just reflecting, like, I used to be so bitter that my sister left. I used to be so bitter that, you know, she went back to my birth mom and I never got to say goodbye. Or, you know, ever since she left, our family kind of broke apart. You know, my adopted parents got a divorce. My younger sister stopped talking to my adoptive mom. So it kind of just like fragmented. And it's sad, but it's beautiful because I just have learned to just cherish the memories that we did have together. But I also want to just emphasize, like, we can create our own. And that's what I tell myself. Like, baby, it's mine. This is mine. Let's embrace what we have. So I just want to start off by let's start with a big mindset shift. Hear me out. What if home wasn't a place or a group of people? What if it was something we created within ourselves? So hear me out. Let's just re-identify, what does home truly mean? Let's do a mindset shift and say, like, what if home wasn't a place or a person? You know, think about it. Sometimes you can be surrounded with people, even family, and you still feel like you fully don't belong. I've been there. I've done that. And honestly, it's kind of draining, right? Or you could be far from everyone, maybe alone in a new city, and still feel completely at peace. I remember being in college and I would love having the holidays by myself because I couldn't afford to go back home for a flight back to, at that time, Arizona, because my mom moved from San Diego to Arizona. And I couldn't afford going home. And so I said, rather than being pissed off and upset, I was like, well, I guess this is time just to be quiet with myself. What have I been putting off that I could do? Or, you know, I could binge watch all my favorite shows. I was just completely at peace. But guess what? The difference is it's a mindset of acceptance and feeling okay with yourself. And we're going to talk about how to build that. It's not as easy as it sounds. So for me, not having a traditional family at Christmas as a kid was actually something that truly did shape me. And now thinking back about it, it so totally did. And, you know, fast forward to today, James and I could totally feel upset that we're not having that big family gathering that so many people imagine. But instead, we choose to see it as this like unique, beautiful, juicy chance to just recharge and appreciate each other and what we really do have. You know, we always are in Wyoming for the last 5 years. We've come to Wyoming, whether it's a white Christmas with snow on the ground or not, like, we bundle up, we put a fire on. We actually, our favorite thing about Christmas is we make the biggest breakfast. We do waffles and bacon and sides and homemade biscuits and a skillet. Like, we actually put together a whole menu, and that's our tradition. It's so fun. Not only do we cut down the tree, but we have the best Christmas Day breakfast. So have fun with it, right? If your holiday season doesn't look like a typical one, that's okay. You can make it meaningful in your own way, just like James and I did. And it's just a mindset shift from what we don't have to what we do have. It's not only just such a powerful, powerful way to see this perspective, but it's just grounding and it's peaceful and it's kinder. And honestly, we're not victims. And I'm going to remind you of that. You have the choice. And bring that power back into your holiday season. What do you need to enjoy your holidays? Maybe it is seeing your family and they haven't invited you, or, you know, maybe it's just looking a little different this year and you're traveling, or you can't get back home, or you have a snowstorm, or something is just preventing you from getting home. Now's the time to bring the power back. Get grounded. Make it meaningful your own way. And so this kind of leads to my second point in terms of making that belongingness, bring it inner. One of the biggest foundations that I found as I was reflecting on writing this episode and putting together my thoughts of what really makes me feel belonging, because I've been all over my whole life. So home was never really a thing, a place, you know? And the biggest foundation for me feeling at home within myself was just the self-compassion. And basically, it just was me being kind to myself, right? Like, I think a lot of us have this idea that we need to be perfect or meet all these expectations to feel good enough. But the truth is, we just need to accept ourselves as we are. No changes, no comparisons, no what if this was better? Like, be kind to yourself. You know, this is so, so, so important, not just for everyday life, but I mean, let's hone in on it this holiday and really, you know, embrace it, because we know that the holidays bring up emotions, right? And so we got to be gentle with ourselves. We got to be kind. For example, my sister's birthday, like I said, is just after Christmas on December 28th. and we're no longer in contact. When she left when I was 18, like that was really hard for me to not fill the void around Christmas. And I still feel it every year, actually. You know, I see her, I still have her birthday in my calendar. You know, it's almost like I just pray to her, send her message in the universe and, you know, Merry Christmas. You know, it is hard for me to not have her in my life. It's natural to feel sad. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's natural to feel sad about the relationships that aren't the way we wish they could be. And it's okay to let yourself feel that. So I'm not saying don't deny yourself of those emotions. Feel. It's totally okay. You know, when we put in the practice of self-compassion, I kind of remind myself that it is okay to miss her while still choosing to focus on the people who are present in my life. You can still be sad and practice that gratitude in your life. You can still be sad and have a lot of good things going on for your life. It's not a this or that. Like if I'm sad, then I can't be happy. You can be both. And that's what I want to remind you. Have that self-compassion. And it kind of reminds me that like when you have that self-compassion or that kindness for yourself, you can actually create a sense of home within ourselves by allowing ourselves to feel safe with whatever emotions come up. Without judgment, right? So when you're feeling that way, don't judge yourself because you're going to make yourself feel pressure and shame and even more or less at home with yourself. So another great way to just feel at home with yourself is to let go of that judgment and be kind to yourself. I don't know if you guys have heard of Brené Brown, but she talks about this in her book of The Grits of Imperfection. And she reminds us that authenticity is letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embrace who we are. You know, that creates the real sense of belonging. Letting go of who we think we're supposed to be. And honestly, family brings that up. It's so easy to be in these roles or expectations, or maybe you're the person that never plans anything or never speaks up, or you know, where it's me is I always have to have a solution. If there's a fight or if there's drama in the family, I'm stepping in. But these roles create these identities. So let go of that. Embrace who you are and you just try and you just start today. Hey, everyone. I am really moved to interrupt this episode with something that's been on my mind. You see, I recently received a message from one of our listeners. Let's call him John. He originally reached out to me for marketing advice, but our journey together took an unexpected turn. You know, John shared, "Thank you for helping me experience life better. I appreciate your guidance and your gentle challenges. What a beautiful ride it has been." You know, his words really struck a chord with me because they highlight the incredible impact that coaching can have on our lives. Like how it can shift our perspectives and open up new possibilities. So here's the thing. I want to extend a special offer to you, our Hustle for Happiness community. As a gesture of gratitude, I am personally offering a complimentary coaching session. No strings attached, just a chance to explore how coaching can support you in your own journey. So if you're curious or feeling stuck, click the link below to schedule your session whenever you're ready. Let's chat and see how we can make your ride through your life even more beautiful. Thanks for listening and allowing me to share this with you. Now, let's get back to the episode. So let's move on to another big mindset shift, you know, reclaiming your story. For a long time, I struggled with the feeling of even sharing my story. I was so embarrassed to share that I was adopted, that I was a foster care kid, that I lived in poverty, that I don't even talk to my siblings, or that we even grew up in different homes. You know, that was something that made me different and made me feel less than. And at some point, I just realized my story wasn't something to be ashamed of. It was actually my strength. And it wasn't until I started dating James that he really allowed me to like feel so comfortable for my past, for who I was, and really just embraced me. And that's when I actually really started sharing my story. You know, I started to see that my past was an amazing blessing. You know, when people say, "Courtney, why are you so happy?" I say, because I had nothing. I started with nothing, so I built my own happiness from the bottom. You know, for any of you who have parts of your life that feel heavy or painful, what if you could choose to see those parts as something that made you resilient? We can take ownership of our story, embrace it for the unique strength it's given us. That's the joy when we start taking responsibility for our life. I am in control. That's joy, is I am responsible for this. You know, I've mentioned Viktor Frankl before on the podcast. I think it was the last episode of the Q&A, and it's The Man's Search for Meaning. And he wrote about finding the meaning in his experiences, even in difficult times. It reminded me that while we can't control everything that happens to us, we do have the power to choose how we interpret it. And that's amazing. We have the power how to receive it. You know, when someone says, "I'm sorry you didn't have a Christmas," I could say, "Oh, yeah, I know, it's so bad." And I could have a bad attitude, but I flip the script. I'm not sorry. That's why I love the holidays so much. It's because I didn't have that. And so I get to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have the power to interpret it. And that's how we can reclaim our source of strength during this holiday season. Reclaim the differences. Embrace it. The resilience. The past has made you who you are. The differences. And please, please don't compare yourself. Being you is such a unique quality. I totally mean that. I find that as like, I married James. Like, he is, like I said, Greek. He has two brothers. They did all the family stuff together, like super, super traditional, right? And when I first was married into the family, I just found it so uncomfortable. Like, oh my gosh, I don't have this. And then I started to turn this into, this is exciting. He brought me to my first Thanksgiving and I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, they all hang out, they contribute, they play games. My family is like that, but on a much smaller scale. And I was like, okay, they have a very traditional family though. They do the turkey, they do, you know, the stuff that you kind of actually do see in the movies. Like, if I could picture this, like, they have like people yelling at each other, like, they're all from New York area, and they're yelling at each other and they're screaming, and it's amazing. I love the noise. But what if, like, if you're like me, you don't fit into the traditional idea of family or holiday traditions? You know, a mindset shift that has helped me a lot is telling myself, you don't have to fit in to belong. You don't. Fitting in to me often means changing who we are to match what others expect. How exhausting is that? I'm constantly evaluating myself to fit in. I'm constantly changing myself to fit in, constantly telling myself I have to fit in. I'm not good enough, so I better fit in. What? But the true belonging, I think, actually, now that I think about it, is just showing up as your real self. That's less exhausting. That's kind to yourself, and they get to know the real you. That's the beautifulness of, at least for me going into a traditional family. Like, yeah, I might have felt like the odd one out, but if I was trying to fit in, I would have felt more odd, more or less like myself. Does that make sense? You know, another way I stayed connected to my own sense of home during the holidays, especially with family, is even not with family, but like the comparison trap. Like, we're constantly seeing what people are doing, like, or what they're wearing or what they're buying or what gifts they're giving. I actually highly encourage you guys, I do this on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, is I actually take a social media break. I don't want to see what people are giving. I don't want to see what people are getting. I don't want to see what people are wearing. I don't want anything to take away from those 2 days. It's like my pure 2 days of bliss. I seriously love detoxing. It's an easy way for me to not compare myself or see what people are getting or what I don't have. Or, you know, I thought I had a beautiful gift, but then I saw Betsy get this. And it just like takes away from what we have. And I actually highly encourage you guys to do that. You know, we can compare ourselves online and it just takes away from our own lives. And I want to be present. Like, that's like the one thing. I don't want to be naturally pulled out. I mean, guys, we know this. Social media pulls us away. Social media literally takes us from the present moment and puts us into someone else's lives. And then we start ruminating. And then we start going down a rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, I don't have that. Or what are they doing? Or, oh wow, I didn't know that. Or so-and-so. So just, do you hear how I'm rambling on? I'm not talking about anything in my present life of, oh my gosh, the beautiful tree. We're watching a movie. We're with each other. Like, it takes you away from the present moment. So I'm going to say this again. Try it. Try doing a social media detox for just 48 hours. Or maybe you go on once. I just say stay off of it. Go cold turkey. Like, if you guys really want to belong on your holiday and not feel excluded, social media is also another thing that takes us away. It so does. You know, I am such a big proponent on creating our own rituals. I mean, I came from a background of nothing, and then I was into an adopted family, and then that broke apart. And now me and my mom see each other around the holidays, you know? But do your own rituals, routines that feel right for you. Maybe you hate putting up Christmas trees and you decorate Christmas cookies instead. Like, who cares what society says? Make your own rules. Glenn Doyle has this amazing book. I absolutely love her book. I think I've read it twice and gifted it so many times, but it's called Untamed. And she talks about the power of listening to our inner voice. And I know I can totally work on that because social media really silences my inner voice. It actually like brings out insecurities. And so I've also done this thing. I started in November where actually Saturdays and Sundays, I'm off social media. Maybe I'll post once on Saturday morning with my workout or something, but I am off 90% of the weekend. But I really did that because my inner voice after reading her book was, oh my gosh, I need to start listening to it. That's what this is all about. It's creating a holiday experience that feels true for you without getting caught up in anyone else's expectations. This is another great, great mindset shift to feel more at home within yourself. That's the power. And so I kind of put together some simple but powerful tools for us to cultivate that inner sense of home. There's only three, so bear with me. They're not very long, but I thought this could help us all navigate the holidays. So I mentioned this before, but gratitude for self-belonging. So take a moment to recognize things about yourself that you're so proud, kind of like a humble brag. Like, I'm so proud. Don't judge yourself. Just what are you so proud of? And then write those three things down that you like about yourself and remind yourself of them whenever you need a little boost. So put it on your notes tab, you know, label it self-belonging, and then look at that list and be proud of yourself. It's amazing what gratitude can do, but write three things down shamelessly. Don't judge yourself. Just do it. Number two is just visualize your own inner sanctuary. Picture a place where you feel completely safe and at ease. For me, it's on the couch in Wyoming. I don't know why. It's a fire going. I have my cozy blanket, but like, picture your place that brings you peace. You know, this could be real or something you imagine. Maybe it's Tahiti and those beautiful huts on the beach. Like, I don't know. No rules here. There's no right or wrong. That's what I want you guys to know. So whenever you need a sense of comfort, close your eyes and visit that sanctuary in your mind. Just daydream. My favorite place to do this actually, and I do this quite often, is in the sauna. You know, I don't bring my phone into the sauna with me. So it's either I'm reading or I'm meditating. And when I meditate, I leave my phone outside the sauna so I don't touch it. The sauna is such a great place to just daydream and grab that inner peace. And sometimes we have to do that for ourselves. I know this sounds kind of silly, but it's just a great little visualization of like what you picture your peace. There's no rules. And then number three is just rewriting your story. Think of a part of your past that feels heavy, maybe uncomfortable, maybe something you don't really want to talk about, but it's just there. You know what I'm talking about. Write it down and then rewrite it from a perspective of strength. So what does that mean? Maybe just focusing on what you've learned or how it's helped me grow. For instance, for me, not having traditions is heavy for me. But then I rewrote it and said, I get to create my own traditions and I get to create my own rules. Or maybe it was people telling me, oh, I'm sorry you didn't have a Christmas. I'm sorry you had to go through that. For me, it was, I'm not, because I'm so happy that I have the holidays now. See how that shift can really bring you strength? This is such a powerful, this is like one of my favorite ways I kind of flip the script. So if I have like a negative thought or something heavy that kind of makes me feel a little sorry for myself or down, and yeah, we all have those moments, but this is just a great way to reclaim that narrative or that story as a source of resilience, because resilience is what brings us strength. I don't want you guys to be a victim to this. This is just a few mindset shifts that I really hope and I'm super passionate about, because yes, the holidays are hard for me and I can change my perspective. I want to just touch on that piece. The holidays are sad and hard, and I have a spot in my heart, and you can still have those feelings and you can choose to make this a perspective from strength and power. So get your power back this holidays. So as we wrap up, just for to remind you that home isn't something you find outside yourself. It's something you can create within, no matter where you are or what your experiences have been. Honestly, embrace self-compassion. Embrace being kind to yourself. Take ownership of your story and build a holiday that truly is yours. Like I said, people have told me, I'm sorry you didn't have a Christmas. But honestly, that experience shaped my love for the holidays, and I am beyond grateful. And that's why I cherish having the freedom to celebrate the holidays, to celebrate birthdays exactly how I want to. So as a mindset coach, my goal is to help you find that same power within yourself. I mean it. Let's reclaim your narrative. Let's embrace your unique path and create the life that truly feels true to you. Thank you guys so much for this episode. Happy holidays and whatever you celebrate. I honestly thank you guys so much for being here with me. And here's to a holiday season that feels like home wherever you choose to make it. Love you guys. I hope today's episode left you better than when I found you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and tune in every Monday to kickstart your week and set your weekly intentions with me. You can find me and HFH on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, or online at heycourtneybrook.com. I firmly believe in the power of sharing. If you know someone else who would benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. And remember, when you work on you, I get to be there.